I'm happy to welcome Will Hillenbrand back to Around Cincinnati. As many of you know, he is our very popular local illustrator and author of almost 70 books for young readers. Some of his awards include the Society of Illustrators Gold Medal Award, the American Library Association Notable Book Award, and the Best Children's Books of the Year. He's here tonight to talk about his latest and timely book, which is titled Santa's Story, and it is a companion book to Snowman's Story. Well, it's delightful to be with you.
I'm glad to be back, Barbara.
So, Santa has a problem. You want to tell us what it is?
Well, I don't want to give the whole story away, but in every book, there is always a problem, and Santa wants to be able to make Christmas come to all the rest of us, but there's something he's forgetting. And he tries several ways to figure that out, and he gets a little help. And once that's solved, Christmas can come.
So this book, as it happens, is dedicated to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what inspired Santa's Story.
Well, Santa's Story wasn't even a dream when I was a kid. But what the reality was is that we had traditions in our family. Around all holidays, we have traditions. And my dad's tradition was reading to us the night before Christmas on the night before Christmas. And then we weren't to get out of bed anymore. And I'm the youngest of four boys. So Dad would sit on the corner of my bed. And in many ways, the books that we love or the stories that we connect to the most, we feel like, I mean, I felt like Clement Moore, who was a man who wrote the story just for me. I mean, because you have personal connection with stories. And then my dad sitting on my bed, you know, I could feel the weight of his body on the corner of my bed. And, you know, this is a very exciting time for a young child. And so from my earliest memory, he did that. And then that continued year after year. And I loved it so much. I just was expecting it would just happen forever. Because we had a two-bedroom house and my other brothers were in the bedroom, my brothers were getting older, so was I. I might have been like in fifth or sixth grade when my oldest brother said, I don't want to hear the story anymore. And now he was ready for other stories, so it's not an indictment on Bob. I love Bob, so no big deal there. But a good thing happened out of that. I protested, and I said, you know, Dad, you have to read it. And I put up a fuss. My brother stomped into the closet and pulled out his high-tech cassette tape recorder and recorded it for me forever. Now, my brother Pete has that recording. And actually, I don't need to hear it to hear my dad's voice, because every time I'm reading a book that I love, my dad's always the narrator.
Mm.
And that's always the beautiful part of the relationship of reader to listener that lingers. And it links back to times like this and when he read to us at other times. And so that's always alive inside of me.
And you've kept it alive in your family, and actually you brought Santa with you today. He's sitting here with us in the studio. So tell us about how you continued the tradition.
Well, you know, as things change, we have to reinvent in our lives to be able to say, we did this, and then circumstances change, or technology changes, or our life changes, and how do we keep hold of the things that we value? And so for my son, I made a papier-mâché Santa. And then in the Santa's arms, he's holding a miniature book of the night before Christmas. Not the same book that was read to us, the same story. This one's illustrated by Anita Lobel. So then it's his piece, and we display it. And of course, we read the night before Christmas on the corner of his bed or on the couch or on the sofa, and probably more than one time.
So when you draw Santa, what comes into your mind?
It's actually simple. You think of joy. And of course, part of that is he's the one that brings joy. But I wanted to make it a little more complex than one-dimensional. So adding dimensions means that Santa, he's a little forgetful. And of course, he's had a lot to, he has to remember. So forgetting something, maybe just before you do something, happens to a lot of us. It also happens to Santa in the story, in an innocent way.
The last time you were here, which I think was the first time I met you, I had a vision of you in my mind doing your work at an easel. Pen and ink. But when I met you, here you were with this tablet, I guess, in hand. So tell us about the technical process you use.
Well, I use an iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil, but I'm traditionally trained. But ultimately, Barbara, the reason I would do that, if I'm painting easel paintings that are hanging on walls, I wouldn't use these tools. But a book is a print. For you to have a copy and not an illuminated manuscript, one version, I have to prepare it to be made to be printmaking. And these tools give the most beautiful results for you. And of course, there's an original file, and I use traditional ideas in my technique building of this work. But what happens for you is the first impression is the one you hold in your hand. That's the first time ink hits the paper.
So given who your audience is, tell us how you stay in touch with your inner child and why that time of life is so important.
Well, that's a great question. I've never closed that door to my childhood. I think that, you know, we have a choice to be able to say, move on, be this. And I think, of course, I take on adult responsibilities, but for the empathy I have for my audience and the conversations, you know, children are magic. In fact, they're young artists. I mean, I see them as so because they see the world anew. I'll give you an example of myself, and this is what I listen for with them. And children have a tenderness that's guileless, which is really essentially important. Now, part of that is the artistic eye. When I was a child, when we got some snow here in Cincinnati, we didn't get it often, but when we did, I wanted to stay, but I knew it wouldn't. So the day after a big snow, it would usually be warm and it would melt. I sat on the street on Elkton Place by the drain because I thought it would melt white. It looked white. Why wouldn't it melt white? And maybe it wasn't going to melt white, but maybe milk, you know, like watered down milk white. And it didn't. And if I take that information, I tell an adult and they say, that's silly. As a child, that might be not a person you might not tell something important because actually a child seeing it that way allows us to see it anew. That's what artists do. They allow us to see it anew. And so in this way, our response is important. If we say, you thought it melt white. Well, I remembered when I thought it might melt white too. This allows an empathy to happen. And it also means that that child will then tell you another something special that they're seeing the world anew that can help us. You know, we become jaded. We see things, been there, done that. But when we have an opportunity to be with a young person, they allow us to see the world anew. I love that.
I know you have a number of events in December to be with Santa and with children. So do you get feedback from kids? And is that part of what also inspires and fuels your creation?
Of course. I mean, you never know what it might be. But that's the fun. Children, when they feel they have a connection with you, when you're drawing for them, telling them stories, you build connections. And then a lot of that can be with young children. They're already excited at this time of the year. So what we're essentially doing is just building this something called a memory so that when they're older, they can say, when I was a child, we did. And this, as adults, is what we do to be able to say, this is the legacy of being able to say, I love you. It is our way to be able to say that someone had done this for us because they loved us. And so whatever exchange we have, it's just really being able to say, this is what life is all about.
Well, we love being with you, and I do want to say that the illustrations in this book are just magical. The snow throughout is so inviting and a joy.
The part about doing that kind of thing and about with the arts, it's all magic. It's not the hocus pocus of what we see on stage, but the arts are always the real magic.
Yes, they are, and you do it so well. So we want to thank you for visiting with us tonight. Thanks for another delightful book. People can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati for more information about Will Hillenbrand and Santa's story. I'm Barbara Gray.